The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1178. Today is the 11th of March 2021, and I'm your host, Max. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, There is a Book. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. I know you have read a book called Adventures of Tom Sawyer and you can say you are done, but the hardest part of a writer's job is to sit down to do the work. There is a so-called bestseller writing method that helps you write your book and get it ready for use. If you haven't read it, it doesn't matter which, I'm sure you know, is that the hard part of working as a writer is sitting down and doing it. When compiling your book sources, you should consider the following bibliographic elements. Volume, page number, articles and articles are listed alphabetically in a reference book. The book is specified by an international standard book number, which specifies the number of books produced worldwide by a participating publisher. Metadata for the book may include the name, title, address, date of publication, ISBN number and other information of the author. The title page often shows the name of the author, usually in the form of his surname or first name. Last names and first names in this format appear on the envelope, which is often accompanied by title, title page number, publication date, ISBN number and other information. You can also use an abridged version of 1916, 1917, 17190, 138, 138, 116, 1917, 1917, 1917, 1917, 1917, 1919, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921, 1921. Remember to include the first name of your author, the title, the first and last name of the author. Remember that quotations in brackets should contain the name of a particular edition of the Bible, followed by the abbreviation of your book, chapter, and verse. For a complete list of shortened editions of books, see Book Edition as it is. For more information, many types of books are private and are often filled in by the owner in a variety of personal records, but the entire collection is not normally open to the public. Books could not be borrowed, and they were often chained to reading stands to prevent theft. If the book is a bound book, its path to binding will require the same process as if it were a paperback. Note that the pages of a book are usually printed in a different color than the page of the actual book itself. In a physical book, pages can be left blank or contain an abstract line that supports information such as the author's name, title, and date of birth. When books are stacked or stored on a shelf, the details on the back are the only visible surface that contains information about the books. If there is a book you want to read but haven't yet written, it's because no one has written it. Read the book on and remember that it is you who should learn to think for yourself, not the other way around. The book is the only book where you have to behave to find the pages you want, so keep reading. If you have a one-page overview, remember that it is a fluid document that should serve as a book. Unlike an outliner, you need at least a basic structure, but you can't do anything wrong. When you write a fiction book, structure it like a novel, whether it is memoirs, autobiographies, biographies, etc. Pantzer even thinks it's a non-fiction book, but it's a non-fiction one. If you can remember only one word, use the search function on Goodreads or Library Thing to find a long list of titles with that particular word. If you hold a book list in your hands and find that the creator has simply compiled a list of non-white authors, you know that it does not contain multiple book lists. To find the right book, one must go beyond the body copy on the back cover and reach the end of the matter, which would include the cited works, the publishers of the books, the quoted works and the chapters written by whom. You need to find the passages that are most relevant to your needs, not just the titles. If a book has two authors, order the authors as they are presented in another book. If you want to highlight a work and not a translator, you can quote other books, but only if the main element of the dissertation quotation is from the same book and the title, publication information and pamphlet are quoted exactly as you would for the author of the book. If someone is looking for a book to buy or read, the first thing that will probably draw their attention to the cover of the book is the cover. Just by looking at this cover, a person can decide, this book is for me, but not for this person. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1178. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.